Today we have the wonderful feast day of St. John the Evangelist, also known as John the Beloved or John the Apostle. What we know about John from Scripture is the fact that he was the youngest of all the apostles that Christ chose. Perhaps he was only 16 years of age when he became a follower of our Lord. He was a brother of St. James, the sons of Zebedee. They were from Bethsaida, which is along the Sea of Galilee. Their mother's name was Salome, who was one of the women who stood at the foot of the cross, along with John and the Blessed Mother. Most likely, Salome was Mary's own sister. And so if that's the case, then John and James would be cousins of our Lord. And which is also interesting because when Jesus entrusted John to the Blessed Mother, John's own mother was standing there as well. So that's a very powerful thought. The fact that Jesus would then entrust Mary to John and John to Mary. And in a moment or two, I'll explain why he did that. We know that in John's early life, he was a fisherman. He and his brother and their father were fishermen, along with Peter and Andrew. And they were also disciples of St. John the Baptist before our Lord called them. John is called the disciple whom Jesus loved, the beloved disciple. And he was always part of the inner circle of Jesus' closest friends, along with Peter and James. The three of them were the ones chosen to go up the mountain, Mount Tabor, to witness the transfiguration. They were the ones that were allowed to witness the raising of the daughter of Jairus from the dead. They were also the ones whom Jesus took with him into the inner part of the Garden of Gethsemane that witnessed his bloody sweat. And it was John the Beloved who was the first one to recognize the risen Christ when Jesus was on the lakeshore and the apostles were in the boat. Because it's always the pure of heart that recognize Jesus first. They were called the Sons of Thunder because of their impetuous nature. James and John were given that nickname by our Lord Jesus for a few reasons. One is that at one point they wanted to sit on our Lord's right and left when our Lord came into his kingdom. Another occasion, they wanted to cast down fire from heaven upon the Samaritans because they would not welcome our Lord Jesus. So our Lord gave him this nickname. We also know that it was John who was entrusted to the Blessed Mother and had the Blessed Mother entrusted to him at the foot of the cross. And that would also indicate that Jesus had no brothers and sisters, the fact that he had to entrust his own mother to John the Beloved. And then we know that John was a great writer. He wrote the Gospel of John, he wrote the Book of Revelation, and three letters. And he, as we know, lived in Ephesus during the last part of his life, and then eventually was exiled to the island of Patmos, and he died of a very advanced age, perhaps 100 years old. Before he died, the Christians would carry him into the assembly, and John would keep repeating, "Little children, love one another." We know that his gospel is the greatest work of theology in the early church. And that's why his symbol, the symbol of John the Beloved, is the eagle, because his theology soared above all the other Gospels. We also know that he was Our Lady's priest, that in Ephesus he's the one who said Mass for the Blessed Mother and gave Our Lady communion. And isn't it appropriate that Our Lady, who had received the Word of God within her at the Annunciation, would also have the privilege of receiving Jesus day in and day out in Ephesus, towards the end of her life, the same Jesus that she had given birth to and nursed and fed and taken care of, she also got to receive to prepare her soul for eternal life. And the last point that I'd like to make is the fact that somebody once said, "What's the definition of a true theologian?" And John, of course, is the example of a true theologian. Because a true theologian is someone who leans upon the breast of Christ and listens to the beating of his sacred heart and learns theology from the heart of Christ, and who also accepts Mary as his own mother. And I think that would be an example for all of us, that we too should have great devotion and love to the sacred heart of Jesus, which John, of course, had, and also take Mary as our own personal spiritual mother. If we do these two things, we will truly be Jesus' beloved disciples.